Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. Today we're joined by Cliff Simpkins. Cliff is a product manager here. Cliff, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So Cliff Simpkins, product manager on Windows Phone and Windows, the Windows platform.
The Windows platform. It's no longer Inside Windows Phone, despite the name of our show. We'll be fixing those slides eventually. But Windows is now converged as of last April.
Yes.
It's one platform, right?
One operating system, one happy family, one Microsoft.
But today we're going to talk about social extensibility in Windows Phone. It's actually, this is one area where we are still platform specific. It's phone only because of the People Hub functionality we have in the phone. And Cliff wrote up a little blog post that will be going up concurrent with this video to talk about it as well. But one thing we added in Windows Phone, one of the defining characteristics of Windows Phone, is the fact that we have this People Hub that brings together everything you want to know about people into one experience.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, this has always been one of my most favorite aspects of the phone. And whenever I show my phone to somebody, I always call out the People Hub, right? Saying that, for me, similar, we both have kids, and all my family's back east. And so the People Hub has given me one place where I don't have to go into individual apps all the time in order to either consume my social graph nor to project back out to it. And so there's been a lot of challenges that we had when we launched this, when we launched the People Hub integration, I guess 3.5 years ago, four years ago?
Windows Phone launched in 2010, actually. In March 2010, we had the announcement, and then it came out, and it was available later that year. Yeah. With the People Hub, you know, initially, as it shipped in that first version, Windows Phone 7, they got their Facebook and they could get some of their other social feeds integrated as well.
Like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, basically. It was sort of the triumvirate.
Right, right. And a lot of people said to us, we want more. We want to see, there's a lot of other social services that we subscribe to.
Right.
And at the same time, developers told us that they want to be able to make the social experiences that they produce be applicable here as well. And so what we did in 8.1, and that you're going to tell us about, is we actually opened up some of these aspects of this integration.
That's right.
For the first time.
Yeah. A lot of the integration that we opened up is really on two fronts, as you mentioned. The first one is broadening the number of networks that can be plugged in. We're no longer confined to the Microsoft release schedule for the operating system and our own engineering resources to scale across all of the networks that come up and may be important to a given consumer, but as well making that experience a lot more deep, a lot more personable, and a lot more integrated, right? Whether that is, if you think about Facebook, you had Facebook chat and it was over in the messaging hub, or if you think about wanting to like a photo, there was a lot of items that not necessarily having to rely on one engineering team in an annual ship cycle to bring these updates in. And so we really, really almost removed those shackles and empowered our developer community, the social network community, to come up and provide what consumers are demanding.
So why don't we take a quick look at the three primary ways that we are providing this extensibility today as they appear on the phone.
Sure.
And then talk a little bit about how a developer would go about implementing them.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll link to a lot more information on this page too, so people can go get that.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we're also going to link to my blog post, which kind of drills in a little bit to this and gives some additional information.
Yeah, there were some questions. I know like a few, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, some of this came up on Twitter and some people were confused about what they could do versus what they couldn't do and led to a little bit of confusion. So we wanted to talk about it in more depth.
Yeah, absolutely. And the conversations and questions that came up about a month ago is really what spawned me digging into this, because as we were coming up to 8.1, like, none of this really hit my, here's what's new and here's what we want to talk about. It was almost like these little quiet hidden gems that as people were asking, I'm like, oh, that is a really good question. And as I dug into this, I mean, it's really amazing the extensions that we have out there. So this is my own personal phone. I'm going to fire this up. It's my almost five-year-old. Wow, I can't believe her. And so there's really three integrations that we can talk about here. The first one is the extensions off of the Me tile. Here, right off of this, you've got the share pivot. You've got this idea of broadcasting out what you're doing. You've got two pivots here. You've got the posting and update, and you've got your location check-in. Both of these have been extended. So if you go and you click on either of these, so if I post an update, now what you do is you get an app link into the apps that are registered to publish, to broadcast out those social plugins.
So just quickly, as a developer, if you have an application that can accept a service that can accept a social update, you can plug in here by registering your client application to
Absolutely.
Do so.
Yeah, it's a matter of extending the manifest file and just letting the operating system know, hey, I can do this.
It works pretty much the same way as registering a protocol handler, essentially. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think, or for one of the share contracts.
And WMAP manifest, or
I believe
this one?
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then similarly, you've got check-in, where you can come in and check in your location, and you'll see I have Jeff Wilcox's social extension for 4th and Mayor.
Yeah, and what Jeff did was really interesting here, and we'll just briefly mention it, and his code is available on GitHub, and we'll link to that as well. He already had an application out there and decided he wanted to take advantage of this after the fact, after he'd already published this app. Well, the app had registered itself as being able to handle a particular protocol, but in order to register the protocol handler, he had to actually go and he created another app.
Right.
To
basically,
do this
I guess
as
a
shim.
Stub. I guess shim is probably a better way of putting that.
And published the social extension, and anyone could go get that, and then that registered his app as handling the check-in. So even and that's just an alternative client to the Foursquare service. So if you're a client application developer working with a popular service as well, some of the popular services are open and allow that. You could plug in this manner as well.
Absolutely. And with the social broadcasting for posting an update, several people have gone and created apps that are basically multi-broadcasters, so that you can do it once and then pick any number of social networks that they support.
Number of really popular ones out there.
Yeah.
You see them on Twitter and so forth, like posted by, and you see the service or the client that did it.
And I think you even have some Twitter clients on your phone. I think we were looking at, is it Meadow?
Meadow, Meadow. Right.
So there's lots of things they could do there. And so that is the social broadcasting extension. The other aspect to this is coming into the contact card, where here you've got your standard profile. This hasn't changed much since 8. And then what is new is you come over to this connect pivot. And here we've provided extensions that any store developer can use to surface their application as a tile inside of this connect pivot or connect tab.
Because it has a person object, essentially, is relevant in the context of that app.
Right.
And if your app handles person objects that makes sense in this context, you can expose it through this mechanism.
Yep. And they're enabled to customize the tile. So here you'll see that there's a Skype tile, but this could just as easily have their Skype handle on there.
Okay.
You could have an Xbox Live title, which would have their gamer tag, their avatar, and you can customize it much like you would a start screen tile.
And it launches your app directly to the context of that person.
That's right.
Your app has to handle that.
If I come into Skype in this example, you'll see it launches in and it gets ready as if I'm going to go ahead and make that Skype phone call over to my wife.
Got it.
And so you get this capability of deep linking right into your app in the right place. And that's why when we look at the MSDN documentation here, there's really two parts of this. The one is registering inside the manifest, and then the second part is setting up the URI mapper basically inside your application, so when the operating system calls into you.
Handling those parameters.
Yeah, you know how to handle that deep link, get them to the right place, and go ahead and launch in.
And then what's number three?
So number three is what they are calling, I think it's an online media extension. It basically, I think of it as the Photo Hub extension. Mm-hmm. Here you come into the photos, and as you come into the albums pivot, you'll see what's in the top ones have been there since forever, camera roll, save pictures, and screenshots. What devs will notice, and what a lot of people have noticed, is that you no longer have all of your Facebook and your OneDrive, your SkyDrive, album folders. You now have icons that come in here. Right. They're no longer automatically. Again, we removed a lot of the hardwiring of our social networks and we moved this into an extendable framework. And so similarly, what you'll see here is you have an icon per app that has registered in, again, via a line inside the app manifest that says this is what I want to do. And so the developer gets one icon per app so that they can register and surface up what they want to do.
And that's just one line in the app manifest file. If they handle photographs in some way, in groupings of photographs, they can, does it actually launch the app then when you go in?
Yeah, or so if I come into OneDrive at
this point. It gives you an
experience
that looks very similar to the photo album, but am I actually in the OneDrive app here or I am in the photo album?
I believe you're actually in the app, but I am not an expert on that.
Or is
that.
The app actually just exposing its content in a way that, because the app has to handle the parameters when it's launched from here, and I'm wondering about about the extensibility in the photo context.
The photo extensibility one has the longest amount of documentation out of the bunch.
Okay, so it's probably the one where there's a little bit extra amount of work in order to implement exactly that experience.
Most likely, but engineering is very proud of the work that they did. They think that they went above and beyond for providing a really great experience.
Yeah, I mean, what this means for you as an application developer is the ability to have more engagement with your users, because the users will see your app exposed in a contextually relevant way. They'll be looking at the People Hub, hey, they'll see your app. So they don't just have to go through the list of apps to see your app, or the live tile even. They might see it just based on what they happen to be doing.
That's right. I mean, it continues our promise of surfacing the right application information up to the user at the right time.
So this is just one more of those ways that we do it, like Cliff said. We'll post all the links here on this page for you to go check out. If you have an application that leverages some aspect of social networking functionality or photography, we highly encourage you to take a look at this. It can greatly increase the engagement you have with your end users. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you next time on Inside Windows Phone.
Thanks.